Hello, and welcome to Are You There, Tony Hawk on KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas. My name is Tilly, and here I have my wonderful second repeat guest, Lily.
Hi.
Lily.
Hi.
This is Are You There, Tony Hawk, where we speak directly to Tony Hawk, but we also let you guys listen. Lily, if Tony Hawk were listening right now, what would you say to him?
You know, I know that he doesn't actually own Vans, but I'm pretty sure he has a lot of pull with them. So I'd probably ask him if he could get them to include more plaids in their custom shoe design options.
Plaids. Plaids, yeah. I mean, is it really so different from checkerboards?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about the vibe. They're similar patterns, but different vibe. It's kind of like England and Scotland.
Which one's Scotland?
The plaid one, idiot.
So it's like kilts.
I don't mean that it is Scottish. I mean, like, the vibe. It's more, it's less meh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's my real deep critique of checkerboard. It's meh.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to wait until after the first song to do the Tony Hawk fun fact, because that's my new thing. So the first song is one of Lily's choice, Kokomo by the Beach Boys. Have a little talk about this because I know it's been in your head for like months.
So I first got this stuck in my head in September and it has not left. So here's Kokomo.
Here is Kokomo. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty. Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand. Tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
down to Kokomo? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go. We gotta go Kokomo,
Martinique, that Montserrat mystique. Our chemistry. By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact.
And then we'll take it slow. That's where
Okay, that was the Beach Boys' Kokomo.
Maybe not the most appropriate song for autumn, but, you know, I think it's like, there's that principle, right? With the reason why all the holidays are in winter is because everybody desperately needs some ham and light and carols. Yeah. I think
bringing summer to winter is its own, you know, like, it follows that logic too.
We need it.
Yeah, we need it.
Yeah.
So my Tony Hawk fun fact, I'm like almost positive that you told me.
Oh, interesting. I don't know that I know that much about Tony Hawk, so this will be interesting.
Well, because I was looking for Tony Hawk fun facts, and you were also looking for Tony Hawk fun facts.
Oh, yeah. This is just when I was reading through his Wikipedia.
Yeah, this is just from the backlog. I'm running out of Tony Hawk fun facts. send them in, listeners. Send them in. I need them.
I'm pretty sure he has a TikTok. You could subscribe.
I could. I should do that. Oh, Katie got a Tony Hawk ad the other day, and she sent it to me. I can't even remember what the ad was for.
I got one the other day. Forget what it's for.
Yeah, see, I remember it was Tony Hawk, but what was he advertising? Who knows? Anyways, Tony Hawk fun fact of the day. Tony Hawk was on The Masked Singer as an elephant, and didn't he get out in the first round, I believe? I believe that's true.
I wouldn't have a hard time believing it. But you know what's annoying about that?
What?
He isn't his nickname like Birdman?
Yeah.
Why was he an elephant? Be a bird.
I mean, he's not the only Birdman though, because there's also like Charlie Bird.
Still though, like, why would you? I mean, if you have an animal nickname, and you are going on a show where everybody dresses up as animals,
I'm just saying he doesn't have as much claim to that name as like some people. I feel like people don't talk about him as Birdman as much as they talk about him as Tony Hawk. But his last name is literally Hawk.
Yeah,
he should have. But would that make it too obvious? You know, the point of The Masked Singer is supposed to be a little difficult.
I don't know. If it's a show of singing people, I would never guess it was Tony Hawk, even if he was in a bird suit.
Yeah, well, they're all people. Like, they're all, like,
D-list
washed up D-list celebrities. So I feel like he fits the bill pretty well for Masked Singer.
Sorry, Tony.
No offense, Tony. We love you anyway. I feel like I bully Tony a lot more than I should on the show that's in honor of him. Like, it just comes up all the time, things that I want to insult him about. Okay. This next song is one of my picks. My dad actually texted me this morning. He texted me a link to Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me by The Cure, the album. And he was like, when I was 18, ... And I did the math. It did come out when he was 18. And I was like, wow, what a good album. And what a good album to come out when you're 18. So then I was thinking about Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me.
I love the way that parents text the ...
Yeah.
What does it mean?
When I was 18, ...
... It can be so ominous.
This album came out. That's what I figured out. Okay. Anyways, this is Catch by The Cure.
Quite a while, and I sometimes try to catch her, but never even call her name. Yes, I sometimes even try to catch her, but never even call her name.
Okay, that was Catch by The Cure. Love that. Such a sweet little song. Sweet little song. Lily can see my hair right now. No one else can. We're just going to ignore that. Okay. Lily, do you want to do your segment now?
Sure.
Okay.
So this is something that I did last time I was on the show. And I think we had a lot of fun with it. So the game is this headline real? I've taken two headlines from The Onion and one from NPR's Strange News section.
Okay.
And you and everybody listening has to guess which one is the real one.
Yes.
All right.
Are you going to give me all of them at once?
I feel like
that would be best. Yeah.
Okay. So the first one is Andrew Yang is forming a fourth political party after failing to gain support with his third party.
Okay.
The second one is scientists have discovered that spiders can have arachnophobia.
Oh, okay.
And the third one is a ninja with a sword attacked a U.S. Army special ops unit in California.
The ninja one is real.
The ninja one is not real.
Okay. Ooh, Andrew Yang is real.
Wait, I have this backwards. No. I'm sorry. The Andrew Yang one is a lie. The other two are real.
Oh. So the ninja one is real.
The ninja one is real.
And the spider one is real. The Andrew Yang one was the most believable, though.
Right? But that was the Onion headline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what sorry, the I got Onion those does. Backwards. It's like believably ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, good job.
Can you imagine being a spider and being afraid of spiders?
That would suck.
Yeah. Well, I'm a person and I'm afraid of some people.
Yes. I mean, it's just agoraphobia.
Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of deep. Let's get inside the spider's mind for a minute.
You know what? Fantasy series always have the best spiders. And I kind of wonder, like, if you put Shelob and Aragog in a room, how would that turn out? How would it play out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, Gortimer.
Gortimer. Gortimer would win.
We had a close call with Gortimer. if you remember, I'm pretty sure we talked about it on the last segment.
Gortimer, yes, we did.
He's our spider roommate. He lives in the blinds. We had a close call. Lily thought she might have killed Gortimer.
I did not kill Gortimer.
But he's alive and well.
One of his house guests.
It was some other spider.
Some other spider. He's on the wall under where Gortimer usually lives.
So it was not Gortimer. Gortimer is alive and well somehow.
Yeah.
Lord only knows how he stays alive.
We don't even have bugs in there.
He never moves.
Yeah.
So like, how does he eat? When does he eat? Yeah. I don't know. I think he might be in hospice. Like, that's spider hospice.
But yeah, my Instagram was just like, for a week there, it was Lily Hendricks 25, alleged Gorda murderer.
Wait, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I change it weekly. You got to check my Instagram
I need to
more.
Check more often. Yeah, I need to check more often. I miss when it was Tilly's roommate. I thought that was fun. This next song, it was inevitable that I would eventually play a Smith's song on the radio here. But it just fit the vibe for tonight, I think. But this is Big Mouth Strikes Again by the Smiths.
Sweetness, I was only joking when I said I'd like to mash every tooth in your head. Oh, sweetness, I was only joking when I said by rights you should be bludgeoned in your bed. And now I know how Joan of Arc fell. Thank you.
Okay, that was Big Mouth Strikes Again by The Smiths.
So I have a fun fact.
Okay.
And it's only come up in my head because they said Joan of Arc so many times in that song.
Yes.
But did you know that the personification of liberty in France has a name?
Yes, you told me earlier. Go ahead.
I told you this because I missed it on my test. Her name is Marianne. And I think that's stupid because her name could just be Liberty.
Yeah. Because, you think of, Liberty leading the people. Yeah. Delacroix.
It's a lot less intimidating when it's Marianne leading the people.
Marianne leading the people. It's just, some girl.
Some lady. No, I guess Louise on the test, and that was not correct.
Louise.
No, it sounded the most French.
It's French, and it starts with an L, like Liberty does. I think it's a pretty good guess. I support that guess.
Yes.
This next one is one of your picks.
Ooh.
And we...
whenever... I think I sent you, three songs.
Yeah,
so...
no, okay. Well, you sent me that text. We were at lunch.
Yeah.
We were at lunch. And I was like, oh, this one. And I was like, oh, the one that goes like this? And you were like, yeah, the one that goes like this. And I was like, oh, so it goes like this. And then we did that for a long time.
Yes.
So this is Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads. The one that goes like, this is not my beautiful house.
This is not my beautiful life.
Exactly.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was. Here it is.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. In a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself,
Okay, that was Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads. We've got a nice streak of like good fade-out songs here, which is, I always like that.
We talked about fade-out songs at one point, didn't we?
I talk about them all the time. I feel like every other show I'm like, I love fade-out songs. They make it so easy to play on the radio.
there's some like history behind that. Like the reason why so many of the songs from like the 60s and 70s are fade-out songs is because
they get stuck in your head.
Well, so it gets stuck in your head, but also because it was played on radio. Yeah. And that it's just easier for radio DJs to handle the music then.
And by the way, you're listening to the radio. You're listening to KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy.
You're listening to the radio right now. Why are you listening to the radio? There's so many better forms of technology you could be listening to right now.
All six people that are listening
right now. Thanks, Dad.
So one thing about being on Hendrix campus is I hate it. It's turning me into a cat person.
All right, we're shifting into the main topic of the night. Let's talk about the Hendrix cats because they're iconic.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. See, I am a dog person, and I still identify as a dog person. I love Banksy. He's my favorite boy. He's my border collie.
Well, when you grow up with dogs, I can see how it could be hard to envision yourself as a cat person.
Yeah, and like
I think you're a cat person though.
Oh, I don't.
I have faith in you.
I don't think so. I think I would sooner get a cat than a dog. Like. At this point in my life, because it's easier to take care of, I feel like, and like smaller. But I don't know. The dog is just such a friend. I do like a dog.
Have you seen I'll say, you know, campus has a good like cat population, but we also have like our dog regulars.
Yeah. I see some funny little Yorkies getting walked a lot.
You seen the little like wiener dog?
Yes, with the old man. Yeah.
Yes, she's always so excited to see everybody. She leaves piddles behind her.
Love her.
I love you.
Yeah, she's cute, but I don't know. I like big dogs. I like big, fluffy dogs, and I don't see enough of those around here. I have withdrawals. I wish they had the therapy dog this year, because that's like a big golden retriever, isn't it?
I think.
Mid-sized golden retriever. Anyways.
I've known so many people in my life who've had golden doodles.
I don't like a golden doodle.
No, they're so smart and fun.
You know who's smart and fun? Border collies.
Also, yes, but they have like really high energy. Like, doesn't your dad go on like a 6-mile walk with her every day, with him every day?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's fun because golden doodles are kind of weird looking.
No, they're just cotton balls.
No.
They're very large cotton balls.
They're
kind of
weird looking. And they get like brown if they get dirty. It's like, it's not good.
Yes, so does any dog with light colored fur.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want a dog with light colored fur. I want a border collie.
You know, some border collies have light color fur.
Not my border collie.
You just want Banksy.
I just want Banksy.
You want Banksy and then copy paste for the rest of your life.
Yes. But the cats on campus, Dust Bunny, he looks a lot like Banksy.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
He's not.
He's black and white.
He's gray.
He's black.
He's gray. Oh my God. And I love his little like smushed in face. He always looks so angry.
And he runs away and he's so long that he like undulates. He looks like a wave.
Yes. He's so elegant when he runs away from you.
He's
and
like
scowls
a little,
at you.
Little caterpillar.
Yes.
I love him. We're kindred spirits. We're best friends. He just doesn't know it yet.
Well, we can talk through the rest of the cats in a minute. I think it's probably time to believe people of our cat talk and play another song.
Okay. This is one of my picks. This is Weirdo by New Order.
Just like the ocean, just like the blood that runs.
Okay, that was Weirdo by New Order.
Welcome back to Cats, the program.
Yeah. Lily, who's your favorite cat on campus?
You know, honestly, it might just be because of proximity, but I gotta say Oliver.
Oliver is the cat that lives right by our dorm.
Yeah, and by the library. He's the crusty old ginger.
But he's also the most approachable on campus, other than Ella these days.
And Daryl, probably.
And no, I think Oliver's more approachable than Daryl.
Every time I've been over there, Daryl's just run right up to me.
Well, maybe you're special. Sometimes I go over there and Daryl does that, like, cat arch back thing. So
yeah.
I think
you know who all the cats run up to?
Daryl.
Katie.
Oh, Katie. Yeah, and Katie's allergic.
Yes. That's the thing with animals. They know who's allergic to them and they zip right to them.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's just kind spirits.
Yeah.
Man, if only I miss Katie.
She's been gone like 5 hours.
This next song is not actually like an oldie. I hate the word oldie, but I don't know how an old song.
It's an ancient homily.
And oh God, it's not actually an ancient homily like the rest of them, but I like that they fit the vibe. I feel like I've talked about this before. The Lemon Twigs, they know how to fit the vibe of an ancient homily. But it's not. This is Only a Fool by the Lemon Twigs.
Somebody sent me flowers only.
That was Only a Fool by the Lemon Twigs.
I have some fun cat facts.
Go ahead.
Fun fact. Your average cat has 18 toes, although some cats can have like little opposable nibbins.
18?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
So they have... They've got the...
Oh.
I believe they have 4 on their back paws and then 5 on their front.
Why would... So it's like they have hands.
Yeah. Well, all mammals basically have like 5 little appendages at the end of their feet. I learned that in anthropology.
Oh, I don't like that.
Right?
I don't like that. Thinking, well,
there's
whales?
Some exceptions. Things with, like, you know, marine mammals and things with hooves, but.
I was really excited. I thought whales had toes for a second. You made me really sad there. Not going to lie.
Here's another cat fact. Cats can have between 4 and 10 nipples.
Between 4 and 10. It's all just luck of the draw.
Yeah. I can tell you for a fact that 2 of my cats have 8 nipples and 1 of them has 6 nipples.
Oh, do they bully the 6 nippled one?
Yes, but it doesn't have anything to do with her nipples. It's because she's dumb and bad.
which one has 6 nipples? Name drop.
I believe it's the dummy, the Annabeth.
Annabeth? Okay.
Yeah.
Annabeth, so Katniss and...
Piper.
Piper.
But we pretty much just call them Princess Chonky and Bad Cat.
Okay. Well, Piper is my favorite.
Yes. Princess. She's everybody's favorite.
Yeah, because she's the loveliest.
She's so extra. She's the Ella of my house.
Oh, yeah, she is. Mm-hmm. Does she have the gloves, though? I can't remember.
She does not. She's a lot more white.
Yeah, well, Ella has nice...
She's a little elegant, dainty lady gloves. Like she's going to church on a Sunday.
I love her so much. I love Ella. Yeah. There was like a week where I didn't see Ella and I was like, oh no, she got kidnapped like Tad did. And I was really scared. But then she showed up again.
I once saw Ella attack a stick for about an hour.
Yeah, I remember the video.
She's great.
Yeah.
It was a big stick. I don't judge her for that.
she had beef.
Yeah.
This next song, shout out to my dad. He always says that Elvis Costello can't sing, but he can write really well. So this is Veronica by Elvis Costello.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eyes. I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name was Veronica.
Spoke his name out loud again. Do you suppose the way
Okay, that was Veronica by Elvis Costello. And sorry to any Elvis Costello fans who may have taken offense to me saying that he can't sing, but I mean, his vocals aren't his strong suit. It's like production, it's writing, you know? Wouldn't you say, Lily?
I have no idea who that is, but
well,
okay.
Well, it's who we just listened to. Based on that one song.
Based on that one song, it sounded like a guy singing. I don't know. It's better than I could do.
Okay, that's not saying much.
Ah!
By the way, you're listening to KHGX FM Conway, Arkansas.
You know, it's not exactly an original thought, but there are so many songs that are just about like a woman's name. And I was thinking to myself, like, can you imagine if women's bands did that with men's names? Like if we had a song that's just like, oh, Matt. Brian.
There's a bit more to that song than
Jeff.
Just like it's like I know the genre of song that you're talking about, but that one's a bit different. Like if you look at the lyrics, I don't want to go into it.
But I was just thinking, like, you know, Lucy, Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. I think we should do Greg.
Greg.
Gregory, specifically. Gregory. Gregory. He could very well be Gregory.
You know, there are two kids in one of my classes, and their names are Brody and Brady, and they're the only boys in there. And apologies to Brody and Brady if you're listening. But
they're
I
not.
Think that's so funny.
Brody and Brady.
Oh, Brody.
I think Brody is one of the stupidest names.
What? You can't say that. There are people here named that. What if they hear this?
There's eight people listening. I highly doubt any of them
could be Brody.
Well, Brody, if you're listening, thanks for listening, but you have a stupid name. what do you think is like the worst name that's like common?
I get really annoyed with the ones that are like Hunter and Fisher.
Oh, yeah. I knew a guy named Race.
As in Zoom?
I hope.
Woo. Okay. Just name your kid NASCAR, why don't you?
And there are stupid girls' names, but I feel like usually they're just like weird spellings of common names.
McKaylee like, with the E-I-G-H.
Yeah, like yeah. Ashley with the E-I-G-H. This next song has a very mundane name behind it. Ricky Martin.
Oh, no. This is the peak of Latin culture, I think. Anyone from Latin America would tell you that.
This is the anthem.
This is just the best song to ever come from a Spanish-speaking person.
Such high-quality music.
And debatably, the best song to ever come from a person.
Yeah. No, not even debatably.
This
that's just a fact.
They should have put it on the Voyager space probe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It should, like, the lyrics should be inscribed on the golden plate.
Yeah, it should be right there with Beethoven.
Yeah.
It should be above Beethoven.
Okay, this is Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin.
In a funky cheap hotel, she took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne. Once you've had a taste of her, you'll never be the same. You should make it go insane. Right. Upside, inside out, she's living the vida loca. She'll push it.
Okay, that was very clearly Living La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin. It feels so weird to go from that to just like the silence of the mics.
Yeah.
It was kind of jarring for me. I gotta say, I don't even think that's the best Ricky Martin song, if I'm being real.
If I'm being real, I don't know any other Ricky Martin songs.
Maria?
Nope.
Okay, well, Maria by Ricky Martin is on Just Dance 2014, maybe? 2014, I
Oh,
think?
The things that Just Dance has done to our minds.
Well, it's on one of the Just Dances, and it's my go-to Just Dance dance. I'm very good at it. I think I
always
have,
liked Video Killed the Radio Star was the one for me.
I didn't like that dance.
It was so easy.
That's not the point. You want a hard song that you get really good at so you can impress people so they get like 3 stars and you're getting 12,000.
Well, but I wanted one where I could easily get all the points.
That's no fun because then everyone else can also easily get all the points. You have to crush the competition, Lily.
You're forgetting I was playing against my younger brother. There wasn't much competition.
Okay, well, it was intense competition between me and my siblings.
Well, yeah, they're all older.
And Maria, I was really, really good at, and they still haven't beaten my high score. So I think I had the whole scoreboard swept on our board on our game for a while, but I think there's someone else in like third place now. But I think maybe when I go home, I'm going to do that.
You're still the best child in 4 out of 5 slots.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the measure that our parents actually use to dole out money for after they die, our inheritance, which I'm sure...
It's in the will.
Yeah, it's in the will. All the money that they're... I don't know. My parents are actually secretly oil tycoons, and the business goes out to whoever can have the most top spots on Maria and the Just Dance 2014 game. So it's high stakes stuff. And that's my favorite Ricky Martin song.
Anyway. You know, Soca was the other night.
Soca was the other night.
And there seems to be a consensus around campus that the music was a lot better.
Yeah.
I think, and this is just my theory, it's because adding ABBA to anything makes it better.
Yeah.
But it also could have been that apparently they like hired a real DJ.
Yeah, no, he was like actually doing like cool transitions between songs. Yeah. That's something that I realized. Also, I don't remember any of the music from Ghost Rose. Like, I feel it was so quiet.
It was also being outside. Really forgettable music too.
Yeah. Also, just good. Like being outside, I couldn't hear anything. I was just talking to people.
It was also cold.
It wasn't that cold.
It was a little cold.
It wasn't that cold.
It was a little cold.
You and I were both wearing coats.
It was warmer inside for SoCo than it was outside for Halloween.
That's
You've got to give me that.
I was sweating. It was so hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, SoCo.
Music
was good. There was, like, we were listening to just, like, the random disco Spotify playlist beforehand, and then, like, all of that was, like, the playlist for the...
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got the theme. And then they played, oh my god, I think you had left already, but they played, what was it? They played Mr. Brightside.
Oh, I can't believe I missed that.
They played but it was like a remix, so you couldn't exactly tell where they were going next. And then Avery was like, why didn't they play WAP? She's like, if they're playing Mr. Brightside, surely they can play WAP.
You know, WAP. It's that 70s classic.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. Brightside's not 70s classic. It's like 2000s.
Yeah.
So, true. I mean, like, once you got to the Mr. Brightside, you're just one step away from WAP. That's the motto of the Killers, actually. They're like, we're one step away from WAP. Anyways.
From the top, make it drop.
Oh, okay. Don't do that.
Mr. Brightside.
No.
I wasn't going to say the words.
Okay, I was scared for a second because you know the rules.
I do know the rules. That's why I wasn't going to say the words.
I think we have time for 2 more songs. So we'll do one of mine and then your closer. Oh, by the way, Living La Vida Loca was Lily's pick.
If you couldn't tell, my music taste is just superior.
Okay, I'm going to play one of mine and then we'll have Lily's closer. This is I'm Only Sleeping by the Beatles.
When I wake up early in the morning, I'm
Okay, that was I'm Only Sleeping by the Beatles. Lily, I believe you wanted to talk about your essay for Good Luck, so if you want to throw in something here.
Yeah, so last time I was on the show, I talked about my essay, and then I got full points on that essay. So wish me luck on my essays about tractors.
Tractors!
It's kind of about tractors.
Tractor essay!
So, yeah.
Cotton, tractors, good stuff.
Yeah. Apparently, it was a bad stuff for a lot of people.
Tractors were?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they put a lot of people out of work, I bet.
Yeah.
The drawbacks of technology. That's a lot about what my TEC is about, but I won't get into that.
Mine too.
What TEC? How? Yours is just the French TEC.
We go into labor issues.
Okay.
Because apparently France has no idea what your strong history of labor stuff.
I have no... Well, yeah, obviously, but I had no idea. I really don't know what your TEC does.
I don't know what yours does. I'm vaguely aware you've been writing a story.
Yeah, I finished the story. It's not very good, but it's finished.
It's a story.
And it's going to be the first one in the book. Ooh. So I'll have a little physical book, and you can read it out of there if you want to. It's one of the shorter ones, actually.
Might take you up on that.
Anyways, you've been listening to KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas. This has been Are You There, Tony Hawk. We got a closer for you. And
this is the transition to Christmas music.
Transition to Christmas. Did you listen to the last show, though? Because Katie played Christmas music, too.
Of course she did. Katie's been playing Christmas music since Halloween ended.
Anyways.
I wake up in the morning and I hear Christmas music coming through our wall. I go to sleep at night and I hear Christmas music coming through our wall.
Yep. It's kind of nice, though. It's either Christmas music or Adele. And I prefer the Christmas music because then it's like cheery. But
yeah.
Anyways, this is Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes. I'll see you guys next week.